Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is our gospel. It's out of a land of affliction into a land of flowing.
Amen.
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 Well, praise the Lord. So let's open up to the week 3 outline, and we'll enjoy the title.
Amen.
So far in Exodus, we've seen the revelation of God. We've seen the standard model of a called one, and now we come to the purpose of God's calling. So let's just read that title together. It's very short. The purpose
of God's calling.
And then let's read Roman numeral 1 together.
As revealed in Exodus, the purpose of God's calling was to deliver the children of Israel, God's chosen people, out of the tyranny of the Egyptians, and out of Egypt, the land of bondage, and to bring them into Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen. So this is wonderful. So there's a God's calling is two aspects. There's a negative aspect to get out of something, and there's a wonderful positive aspect to get into something. So what do we get out of? We get out of Egypt. And what do we get into? We get into the good land. And so the world is typified by some various locations. There's Sodom, Babylon, and Egypt. And so these are three aspects of the world. Sodom typifies the world in the aspect of its sinfulness. Babylon typifies the world in the aspect of spiritual idolatry, fornication, all these things. But Egypt is particular. Egypt typifies the world in the aspect of making a living and pursuing pleasure, leading to being held in bondage. Right? So what do these things do if you seek a living to such an extent, or seeking pleasure, eventually you get into bondage. So the children of Israel, what kind of state were they in Exodus? So there was groanings. They were crying out. They were afflicted and they were oppressed.
Amen.
So in Egypt, you know, certainly this had a lot to do with our jobs. If we're given to our job to such an extent, even to the anxiety of needing to make a living. What the result of that is affliction, oppression, groanings, cryings out. So this is Egypt. This is Egypt that's typified here. But so what does the Lord want to do? He wants to get us up and out.
Amen. Amen.
Up and out of affliction to a land. So the land is our destiny. So let's read these verses on day 3. Exodus 3:18. And these are kind of the stations that we're going to see. There's 3 stations we're going to look at. How about the brothers read 3:18 and sisters read 19:2.
And you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Jehovah our God.
Amen. And when they have journeyed and have come to the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there the Israelites camped in front of the mountain.
Amen. And then let's all read on the next day, 3:17 again. We already read it once, read it again.
I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites to a land flowing with milk and honey.
And then have them retreat 2:6, Colossians 2:6 also, because that's the reality, right?
Yeah.
As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him.
How about let's just pray, read that with someone close by for like 20 seconds.
Amen.
And therefore.
Amen.
Thank you. So this is really this calling, God, He calls us, but He calls us even in stages. So the first stage is in Egypt, but from Egypt, you need to get out to a place of separation,
Amen.
To the wilderness.
Amen.
So let's read the significance of the wilderness on D, Roman numeral 1, point D, point 1 under D. So page 44 on the outline, wilderness, we'll read that. In 318,
the term wilderness is used in a positive sense to denote a place of separation from the world.
So we're the church life in the wilderness.
Amen.
You know, the wilderness is a place without any Egyptian element.
Right.
It's a place where the Egyptian element gets purged out.
Amen.
So in the church life, what needs to be built up? It needs to be a place where there's no room for the Egyptian element. And it's really crucial to see that this gospel saves us from one land to another land,
Amen.
From one realm to another realm,
Amen.
From a realm in the world to a realm of separation,
Amen.
And then from one kind of living to another kind of living. Because like we mentioned, that Egypt typifies a life of bondage related to our making a living, our serving something, our serving, even serving another master. But so the Lord wants everyone that's saved out of Egypt to be a serving one.
Amen.
So in the wilderness and in the mountain, which is a good land, all God's desire was that His people would serve Him. Because what did He tell Pharaoh? He said, He wanted the people, He said, let us go that we may serve.
Amen.
Right? There's a need to serve. This salvation, the gospel that we preach, is a gospel that saves us from one kind of service to another kind of service.
Amen.
So, you know, the situation in the church should be that it's separated from the world and everyone is serving.
Amen.
You know, actually the service is a key aspect of the gospel. Whenever there's the gospel, service follows. If you some parables in Luke, there's a parable about salvation and then immediately a parable of service follows. So we need to be saved to the extent that all the believers are serving.
Amen.
One kind of service to another kind of service. So this requires that we get out of Egypt.
Amen.
So the church life is to be, you know, in the wilderness, in the sense that we're separated from everything Egyptian.
Amen.
But so then we got to go on.
Amen.
Don't stay just in the wilderness. Where we have to get to the mountain.
Amen.
So let's read the significance of the mountain, point two, just a little D2.
Amen. The mountain is where you receive your revelation regarding God's eternal purpose.
We've got to get to the mountain.
Amen.
I'm just so glad that every time we come to the morning revival, it's to get the revelation. So in the church life, there's a realm of revelation. And that's why we got to go to the training, right?
Amen.
We all have to sign up for the training this month so we can get to the mountain,
Amen.
Right? That's why we fight to get to these trainings, is so we can get the revelation of what's on God's heart,
Amen.
Of God Himself and of the desire in God's heart He's building. So it's good. The church life needs to be on the mountain.
Amen.
But that itself is not the goal. What's the goal? The goal is the good land.
Amen.
So let's read 3.
Amen.
If we would reach the ultimate goal of God's calling, we need to journey onward and enter into the good land.
Amen.
And then let's read little 3 under that too. So we need to help. Oh, C. Sorry, C. No, 3C. Amen.
We need to help others experience Christ in all His unsearchable riches, so that God may be able to establish His kingdom and have His dwelling place on earth today.
Amen.
Amen. So, what is the good land? So, there's separation. What does it look like to be in the good land? There's separation, revelation, and the good land. This is really awesome. The good land is a living. It's the corporate living of a God-man.
Amen.
It's corporately.
Amen.
There's a group of people who are living the God-man life.
Amen.
This is really the new revival, where there's a group of brothers and sisters who are not living by their culture. They're not living by their ethics. They're not living by any even religious standard, but by living by Christ. They're living Christ.
Amen.
So a corporate living of Christ is really the good land. It's a living in the flowing, right? This good land was characterized by the flowing of milk and honey.
Amen.
So that means you're living, enjoying the riches of Christ
Amen.
And the sweetness of Christ.
Amen.
In our daily life, we would just be soaked and saturated with the divine milk and honey.
Amen.
We'd just be enjoying the milk and honey
Amen.
Corporately.
Amen.
This would happen corporately, not just a few strong believers, but a corporate living of a people. Exodus is a corporate history. It's not the history of one person. Exodus is a group. It's for us. It's for us corporately, that corporately we would have a living where we're just in the riches of Christ in our daily life.
Amen.
When we contact one another, we sense the riches of Christ.
Amen.
And when we come together in the meetings, it would just be an overflow of the riches of Christ we've been enjoying.
Amen.
This is the good land.
This
is the living that I think we dream about.
Amen.
It's a living that's on God's heart. It's a living that I think is very, it's something that's a longing within us all, that we would have this kind of living where we just are experiencing Christ throughout our daily life,
Amen.
Even in a corporate way.
Amen.
So these are the three stations, from the wilderness to the mountain to the good land.
Amen.
So this is the gospel that we preach. And we even need to be able to help people to go station by station. We preach a gospel where people get called out of Egypt into a realm of separation.
Amen.
We help people receive the revelation.
Amen.
And eventually we bring them into the riches of the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
This is our full and complete gospel that we're
Amen.
Preaching in the church. And we preach it corporately, and we preach it personally as well.
Amen.
So this is such a full and rich gospel.
Amen.
But we ourselves need to have these experiences that we can bring others into these rich experiences.
Amen.
So then the second Roman numeral is the New Testament. So the first Roman numeral is the Old Testament, the station. But this is clearly revealed in the New Testament as well. And so I can't touch them all. I'm not going to touch hardly any of them. But what the ones I'm impressed with are point 6 and 7. So maybe we can just read 6 together under Roman numeral 2C6 on the last, on page 46.
God has called us for the purpose of obtaining the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has called His chosen ones unto salvation and sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, so that they may obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So this is really the good land.
Yeah.
In our experience today, and then in future, even more so, we'll enter into the Lord's glory, obtaining
Amen.
His full expression and being one with Him in glory. So this is the result of God's calling. God's calling was based on our predestination, came in time through the gospel, makes us saints, and it separates us, right?
Amen.
It causes us to be holy. And we get to the fellowship of His Son, and eventually the goal of this calling, the destiny of this calling is where? Glory!
Amen.
Where is this calling? What's the terminus point? Glory!
Amen.
Brother Wade, where's your terminus point? Glory!
Amen.
You've been called, so you know you're going to glory.
Amen.
No matter where we are today, even if you're in Egypt today, if you've been called, if you received a call, then you can say with boldness, my destiny is glory!
Amen.
That's where we're going, that's where we're headed.
Amen.
And so, and then in point 7, not only are we called to glory, we're called by glory!
Amen.
The Lord called us in His glory to His glory.
Amen.
So I just want to read to you this verse, 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace,
Amen.
Who has called you into His eternal glory in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
After you have suffered a little while, will Himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you.
Amen.
So this is awesome. This goes from the calling to glory, but in between there's a process of being perfected, established, strengthened, and grounded. Plus, He's the God of all grace.
Amen.
So we need to experience a lot of grace to go from being called to going to glory.
Amen.
So I really appreciate that we just need to experience grace.
Amen.
Wherever we are in the stage of this being called, none of us are in glory yet. We're not quite in the good land yet. We're somewhere in between. But we need to experience the God of all grace.
Amen.
And He's going to take us step by step, stage by stage, right into glory,
Amen.
Right into the good land in this age, and right into His glorious manifestation.
Amen.
So I appreciate this gospel. I hope that we'll all be infused with the desire that we would be in this process, and that we would preach a gospel that brings others into this
Amen.
Process. We would preach a gospel that would be a strong calling. There's many that need to be called,
Amen.
But who's going to call them? God's going to call them through the church,
Amen.
Through us as the members.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, we get to be one with the calling God.
Amen.
Why don't we just take a minute and share something that we enjoy with our neighbor, and then
Amen.
We'll just open it up. And I think, do we have any junior highs? Do we do junior highs?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We don't need to be held in tyranny in the world.
Amen.
We can come out of the world
Amen.
Into the wilderness where we can enjoy the divine life.
Amen.
You know, we just finished an intro training. The brothers were there. Some of the brothers were there. And it talked a lot about the priesthood. And a priest is one who goes to God, gains God, and brings God back to man to minister God to man. And there was a lot of things said in there. You kind of got content. You was like, oh, wow, maybe I'm not so much a priest. You know, maybe I'm not so much a priest. And I kind of got introspective and I fell away. I just lost my morning time with the Lord around Wednesday or Tuesday. And the week got really dark. The week was not a flowing week. It was not a bright week. And the reason why that happened is because Satan gets me into myself, into my individualism, to miss this wonderful week that we have here today, right? We have these three stations. I think Craig brought out the three stations. We need to come out of the world, into the wilderness, ascend to the high mountain, see the vision of God's building, and then enter into the good land. Hallelujah! Where we can enjoy this wonderful Christ, right? Where we've been called out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen.
That's what we want to do, is we need to really have a morning time with the Lord. I thought I wasn't having it. I thought I was just going through the motions. After the intro training, I thought, oh, you're just one who's going through the motions, Brother Mark. You're not one who's really touching the Lord. No, I was touching the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I found out that we need to have the darkness and the light sometimes, right? But there has to be some darkness so the Lord can speak a little bit. The Lord speaks out of the darkness. That's one of the things we heard in the intro training of the breastplate. When there was the breastplate's always lit up.
Yeah.
It's when that one stone goes dark, it's like, oh, what's happening over there in Naphtali? There's something going on. And but that's where the Lord speaks to us, is out of this darkness, right? But we want to stay in the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to get up in the morning, enjoy the shining, and be with the Lord as much as possible. All
Amen.
Day long. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Brian's got something. Go ahead, Brian.
Where is the Lord? When God calls us, He opens our eyes.
Amen.
He turns us from darkness
Amen.
To light.
Amen.
From the authority of Satan to himself.
Amen.
To be turned
Amen.
To God means to be turned to the authority of God,
Amen.
Which is God's light. Kingdom
Amen.
Of light.
Amen.
We need that light.
Amen.
We need to believe it.
Amen.
We need to see it.
Amen.
We need to enjoy it.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we have something.
Amen.
We all have something.
Amen. Amen.
Let's use it.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was just touched again of God's calling.
Amen.
This is so wonderful. God called us.
Amen.
Not only did He call us, He predestinated us.
Amen.
This is His purpose.
Amen.
Oh, He called us through His grace.
Amen.
Through His grace and mercy, He called us.
Amen.
And I enjoyed very much. Here it says, God has called us into His kingdom.
Amen.
This is not a low calling, but He called us into His kingdom.
Amen.
And 1 Thessalonians 2:12 says, so that you might walk in a manner worthy of God.
Amen.
Who calls you?
Amen.
He calls you into His own kingdom.
Amen.
His kingdom and glory.
Amen.
You realize we need to walk in a manner that's worthy of our Lord.
Amen.
The only way to do that is live by His life.
Amen.
To enter into the kingdom.
Amen.
To one day enter into His glory.
Amen.
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 I enjoy the purpose of God's calling.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
Amen.
Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace.
Amen.
He was given to us in Christ Jesus before the times of the ages.
Amen.
You know, after being Christian for so many years, sometimes we forget what is the purpose of God's calling. And this week I just heard the gospel again.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
We can hear this gospel.
Amen.
So that we can preach this gospel to other people.
Amen.
And enjoy day one, this few lines. The purpose ordained by God for our existence is to live Christ.
Amen.
To live God out.
Amen.
And to God's testimony. But the people of this world have only their existence. They have no purpose. You know, I'm just reminded that we are here to live Christ.
Amen.
To live out God.
Amen.
And also need to share this to the people around us.
Amen.
Because so many people don't know what is the purpose of their existence.
Amen.
Of their existence.
Amen.
Right. They are so lost in this whole world, this Egypt, you know. They don't know. So all they care is their existence. Because they don't know what other purpose for them to be here. Mm-hmm. But we know. We need to preach this gospel.
Amen.
We need to tell people that they have a purpose here on earth.
Amen.
Is to receive God. To live God.
Amen.
And to express God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the purpose. Oh, there we go. Go ahead. Yeah, come on, Penny.
On day 6, after the children of Israel entered into the good land by crossing the Jordan, they were circumcised.
Wait a minute.
The initial step is to call us.
Amen.
The consummate step is to glorify. But between these two steps, His loving care.
Amen.
In His disciplining us. Mm-hmm. And in His perfecting.
Amen.
His establishing.
Amen.
His strengthening.
Amen.
His grounding work in us all.
Amen.
All that in between. And I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. God has called us.
Amen.
He saved us and He called us.
Amen.
He called us according to His purpose.
Amen.
His purpose and grace.
Amen.
You know, this matter of God's calling is of great significance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for God's calling.
Amen.
We give thanks to the Father who's qualified us.
Amen.
We're all the unqualified ones, every single one of us, right? But God has qualified us.
Amen.
Qualified us for a share of the allotted portion with the saints in the light.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our portion.
Amen.
And it is wonderful to see that, you know, the New Testament is just is explaining what was in the Old Testament.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. For all of what the children of Israel went through was all for our experience today.
Amen.
Every detail of their calling is our experience.
Amen.
I mean, with every matter, this matter of the tyranny of Pharaoh, keeping them in slavery. They were enslaved.
That's right.
They had to do hard labor.
Yeah, right.
And where are we today? Are we, you know, is our job, you're in the fencing business, right?
At a desk.
The rug, huh?
Yeah. At a desk.
I tell you what, I'm not in the rug business. Sometimes, you know, whatever whatever our job is, we start to, oh, Lord, what about this? And, oh, we need more. We don't have enough money. And we're pretty soon, we're just deadened by the tyranny of the world.
Yeah, that's right.
Our occupation, hallelujah for our occupation.
Amen.
Our occupation is just to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
To walk in Him.
Amen.
As you have received the Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we receive the Christ.
Amen.
Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
Walk in Him.
Amen.
Don't worry about it, right? We got a business to take care of, but
Amen.
I tell you what, day by day I pray, Lord, You're my goal today.
Amen.
I'm not here to work for Pharaoh.
Amen.
I'm here to do God's business.
Amen.
And what is that? Just to live Christ.
Amen.
Enjoy the grace.
Amen.
And as we enjoy the grace, then we have to share Him with others.
Amen.
To usher others out of the world.
Amen.
Out of the authority of Satan.
Amen.
Everybody's in darkness. You just look around. We all know people that are just, but hallelujah for our job.
Amen.
Our job is a wonderful job.
Amen.
To help usher people out of Satan's tyranny,
Amen.
Out of the authority of darkness,
Amen.
Into the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They can be filled with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Ed Carnes, or no, Ed Marks, has a plaque on his desk that says, "The highest profession in the universe is to be one who contacts God, a priest,
Amen.
Who contacts God and brings God to others."
Amen.
That's what he has on his desk as a profession.
Amen. Amen.
I enjoy 2 points in day one.
One is say the world is not a source of enjoyment, it's a place of tyranny. Mm-hmm. And the other one is we need a vision and we need the exercise of our faith. Mm-hmm. Well, I was working this week and this person was asking me, you look familiar, and he started asking me questions. And I was like, well, I don't know, probably I see you in church. And we started, you know, I started talking about it. And the thing is, like, he was looking Christ. He was looking Christ and this way that I didn't know it was in me at the time. I didn't see it, but he was looking Christ. Amen. And he started asking questions, and I started sharing a little bit, you know, like, well, we meet in this locality. There are some Armenian saints meeting in this area. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of like open. It was the first time that I spoke to him because there are many regulations where I work. But he was open, and I feel like really good because we are priests. We can preach the gospel to anyone.
Amen.
We can give this life to others.
Amen.
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 Oh, let's take this verse. First, it's on day five. 1 Peter 2:9.
Amen.
Let's have Kenny. Kenny, you read this verse in a prayerful way, and we'll echo the phrases as you pray these to the Lord.
Amen.
And we will also speak these words to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Should we read it all together first?
Sure.
Amen.
Tell us how your creatures of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen.
Go ahead, stand up. Stand up. Come on. Flow out.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell out.
Tell out.
Tell out the virtues.
Tell out the virtues.
For your virtues.
Thank you for your virtues.
Thank you for Him.
Thank you for Him.
Sending Him.
Thank you for sending Him.
For His virtues.
Oh, for His virtues.
Oh, thank you that we can tell out.
Well, thank you that we can tell out.
We want to cry out.
We want to cry out.
We want to cry out to Him.
We want to cry out to Him.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you for calling us.
He has called us.
He has called us.
We want to answer the call.
We want to answer the call.
He is calling us out of darkness.
He is calling us out of darkness.
Calling us out of darkness. Into His marvelous light.
Marvelous.
His marvelous light.
His marvelous light.
Calling us out.
Into the light.
Into the light. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're the light.
Amen.
Shine, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Out of darkness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really like these three stations, you know, coming into the wilderness, then on the mountain, and then finally the good land.
Amen.
And then day three, the quote part of verse 12 says, in verse 12, the Lord said to Moses, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will serve God upon this mountain.
Amen.
And I'm just thinking of two verses in the New Testament. In 1 Thessalonians 1:9, it says, for they themselves report concerning us, what kind of entrance we had toward you, and how you turned to God from the idols to serve a living and true God.
Amen.
And then there's that has to do with about serving the true God. And then the other one I enjoyed was in Hebrews 9:14. It says, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
Amen.
Well, I don't know what to say, but I really enjoyed this, that these three stages, how the children of Israel were brought out of the world.
Amen.
And the message, it says, this being in the wilderness wasn't like for suffering, but it was more to come to meet God.
Amen.
And out of the wilderness.
Right.
And then in the second stage, where it talks about, you know, serving God on the mountain. So I really enjoyed this, that for God's calling, for God's purpose, we need to get out of ourselves.
Amen.
We need to get out of the world.
Amen.
And we need to come serve God on this mountain.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking about something you know, to come out. You know, I don't know if you've ever done this stuff, but sometimes in the past I hear this like song, or even the reason I hear a song, it would just start going in my mind. And it's like I couldn't get rid of this thing. You know? And I realized that's like the world that just traps you. It gets you in this kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like it's hard to turn to the Lord because your mind just, you've got the song. It just keeps going. And I realize that we need to come out.
Amen.
We need to come out to the wilderness, to a place where there's nothing of the world. Amen. And there, upon the mountain, we can serve God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell out the virtues.
Tell out the virtues.
Amen.
We call out darkness into the light.
Amen.
Call into the kingdom.
Amen.
Puts me in. I'm royal. Yeah. A couple of occupations were mentioned this morning. But I found my occupation. I'm royalty.
Amen.
Reign as a royalty. I can reign as a king.
Amen.
That gives me the power, the authority to say no to Satan,
amen,
sin, and death.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the light.
Amen.
Amen.
Colossians 2:6. As therefore you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him.
Amen.
Appreciate having this view, as we're getting into this verse, having the view of God's purpose of His calling of us. You know, He called us out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of tyranny. It's calling us to be in the land.
Amen.
You know, early this week, you know, as I was fellowshipping with the brothers, I thought, okay, to enter into the good land, we have to be mature in life. But then later I realized that's the wrong concept.
Yeah.
You know, it's like God's purpose, you know, is to call us into the land.
Amen.
That means He says, call us into the land of flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
That means that's where His purpose is not just to be in the wilderness, to be in the mountains, but to fully enter into the good land.
Amen.
I like this verse. As therefore you have received the Christ.
Amen.
It doesn't say you will receive the Christ.
Yeah.
It says you have received it.
Amen.
That means we have.
Amen.
We have the Christ.
Amen.
Paul's view was that we are in the land already.
Amen.
That means we need to enjoy what we have.
Amen.
We need to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
In this matter of walking, right here, is we have a we live, we walk, and we have an entire being.
Amen.
This is what we have been called for.
Amen.
To experience Christ to such a degree.
Amen.
This is not for the future.
Amen.
This is for today.
Amen.
This is what God wants, that He wants a corporate people.
Amen.
That everyone will be walking in Christ.
Amen.
Walking in this land.
Amen.
Because in this land, God fulfilled His purpose.
Amen.
He has His tabernacle for His dwelling place, and He defeats His enemy.
Amen.
He's calling us into this.
Amen.
I like what Frank said. You know, it's like the corporate living of the God-man.
Amen.
This is what God is after.
Amen.
The corporate living.
Amen.
For us to be in the land.
Amen.
We need to walk in Him.
Amen.
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 I was enjoying something, a little thing I heard on a podcast I was listening to. And, you know, we want to bring all our friends and our relatives and our co-workers into this good land.
Right.
You know, but so often, you know, I just, it's like there's no opportunity to speak, or, you know, you're dead or you're busy or something, right? So I heard this really good, this sharing, and this is really true. This is my experience. You know, if you just get with someone, say you have a brother or sister, and you pray every day, say, Lord, make the opportunity that I would speak to my coworker, like even a specific one. Say, Lord, or somebody, you know, speak of it. Lord, make a way, make an opportunity, do it. Lord, open them up, or open me up, or give me what this to share, or arrange it, arrange our time together, do it.
Yeah.
And then, and you're with another, and you're praying consistent like this, the Lord will do it.
Amen.
Because it's not a matter of our getting all in spirit, or kind of working ourselves up, or... Because unless the Lord does it, it won't work. It won't be real. It won't They won't be open. They won't. Right. He's bringing us into the good land. Amen. So, you know, no one can come to Christ unless the Father draws us.
Amen.
So we got to pray the Father draw him. Nobody gets saved by just their intellectual kind of like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, let me be a Christian. But the Father has to draw him. But if we pray with somebody consistently,
right?
Yeah. And so I know the Lord will do it. I want to preach to my coworkers, you know. So I got, you know, and the Lord will do it. So if we just get with someone else and pray. And then he said, and his brother said, and then just check with each other and ask each other, did you speak to somebody? You know? And if it didn't work, he says, well, if you didn't, he just said, That's okay. Let's pray again. You know, just forget if he doesn't work out. They just do it again. And the Lord eventually will get everybody out of Egypt. Just take all the spoil from Egypt, get them out of there, go to the mountain and get in the good
land. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
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 I'd like to read this portion in day one that touched me.
Hallelujah.
Today, those in the fallen world care for nothing but their existence.
Mm-hmm.
They do not care for the purpose of their existence.
Mm-hmm.
The exist is one thing, but the exist for the divine purpose is another thing.
Amen.
The people of this world have only their existence. They have no purpose. Eventually, they make their existence itself the purpose of their existence.
Right.
They know nothing but existence. Satan picks up the existence of human beings or of human living and uses this existence to usurp people. So that today, the whole world cares only for existence.
Mm-hmm.
But how about us, we believers? It says here, the purpose ordained by God for us is to live Christ.
Amen.
To live God out and to have God's testimony.
Amen.
I was talking to this lady not too long ago. She's very successful in her career. They own very beautiful home in a very affluent area. And I think, you know, she's all into work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, is this all there is in life? In our existence? Lord, save us.
Amen.
Our existence seems to be under a divine limitation.
Amen.
It says here, anything that exceeds our need becomes worldly.
Right.
Our living and our existence depend on the provision from the heavenly source.
Amen.
Not on the supply from the world.
Right.
So saints, let us be reminded, we have a purpose in our living.
Amen.
And we have God's purpose in our existence.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Without God's calling, we don't know what our purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
What's our purpose? You know, this week the Lord really showed me the purpose of His calling. You know, to let it go deeper about why He called us. What's His purpose? The purpose of His calling, we know that His calling is according to His predestination. And His calling is according to His purpose. He had a plan with us.
Mm-hmm.
So He called us. So I said, oh Lord, thank you Lord for calling me.
Amen.
We are so fortunate that God called us.
Amen.
And then this is according to His predestination.
Mm-hmm.
And according to His plan and purpose. And not only that, it is according to His grace.
Mm-hmm.
It is all together in Christ.
Amen.
All this is in Christ.
They're
all in this inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And we know that because as we enjoy Christ, you know, we enjoy the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And as we enjoy the grace of God, we are being established. We are being strengthened.
Amen.
We are being what do you call it? Motivated.
Amen.
Praise the Lord to go forward.
Amen. Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just take a few steps, oh Lord, I give up.
Yeah.
I gave up.
Yeah.
I cannot go on. But praise the Lord, God is, He called us according to His way, not according to our way or according to what we can do. No, nothing. Nothing is of ourselves. And only also that He calls us that He may bring men out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Yeah.
We're no longer
are in this marvelous life.
Yeah.
Amen. Also that we may be separated and made holy. That's why we are called saints.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Before, it's so hard to say, oh, I'm a saint.
Yeah.
Because you know the nature of a saint, right?
Yeah.
But praise the Lord, we are the saints.
Hey.
Because we are called us.
Amen.
Because He sanctified us. He's separating us. But we may be the holy ones.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And also that He called us that we may also enter into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We right now we are in the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
To partake of and enjoy His all-inclusive riches.
Amen.
Amen. Not only that, He calls us that we may obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The glory of Jesus is that Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
Possessing the Father's life and nature takes breath in.
Amen.
Amen. To obtain the glory of Christ is to be in the same position as sons of God.
Amen.
Breath in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And not only that, He's also bringing us into the glory, eternal glory of God.
Amen.
Also into His kingdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God is an ordinance and constituted with God's divine life.
Amen.
As the real of life for His ruling.
Amen.
In which He reigns by His divine life and expresses Himself in the divine life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So today with the call when we must live in the church that we may grow and develop in the life of God unto full maturity.
Amen.
God has called us with a purpose.
Amen.
The purpose is to use us to bring people out of the tyranny of today's world into the wilderness, a place of separation.
Amen.
Also to bring them to the mountain where they may see the revelation concerning God's economy.
Amen.
And the design of the tabernacle, so that the tabernacle may be built.
Amen.
Furthermore, it is to bring them into the rich and all-inclusive good land,
amen,
to defeat God's enemy,
amen,
and enjoy the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Then God will be able to establish His kingdom in which He will have His dwelling place on earth.
Amen.
Purpose of ordained by God for our existence is to live Christ.
Amen.
To live God out.
Amen.
And to have God's testimony.
Amen.
This is the purpose ordained by God.
Amen.
Amen. God's calling is not without a purpose.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed reading through the verses in Exodus, and I was struck by this one. The Lord says He has seen the affliction, and He says, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land.
Amen.
A land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
Amen. So I just appreciate actually that section in Exodus 3 that a lot of times where it's out of and it's into.
Amen.
Right? So I just appreciate what came out that the Lord, and He's calling us, right?
Amen.
But He's not just getting us out of. But His goal is to get us into, right?
Amen.
Step one, to get us out of Egypt, right? Into the wilderness, right? Eventually, not just in the wilderness, but to the mountain.
Amen.
Right? Well, it's good to be on the mountain with the vision, right? But that's not good enough, right? Eventually, you got to get all the way into the land.
Amen.
Right? Like what we shared, we have a land and it's a flowing land.
Amen.
But then we realize to get there is not, sometimes it's not so easy, right? Like
right.
Our sister said, we go on a little bit, we go, oh, that was hard. Oh, no, I just give up, right? So we need a way to get in.
Amen.
So I just really appreciate it in 2 Peter. It shows us the way.
Amen.
It says, the Lord, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Him who has called us,
amen,
by His own glory and virtue.
Amen.
So the Lord has called us by His own glory and virtue.
Amen.
We're not here because of our own glory and virtue.
Right. Amen.
Through which He has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises.
Amen.
That through these we might become partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
Having escaped the corruption.
Amen.
Which is in the world.
Amen.
Right? Which is in Egypt.
Amen.
Right. And then eventually at the end it says, for in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly richly and bountifully supply to you.
Amen.
Amen. I just really appreciate it in verse 4 that the Lord has granted to us something precious.
Amen.
The precious and exceedingly great promises.
Amen. Amen.
The only way to get out of and to get into is by Christ.
Amen.
So eventually we need to be living Christ, which is the only way is by Christ.
Amen.
So thank the Lord that we have a whole Bible is full of God's precious and exceedingly great promises.
Amen.
So really the only way to get out of and to get into is to get into the Word.
Amen.
As we get into the Word is, works to get us out.
Amen.
Out of this, right? Get us out of that. Realize, Lord, I'm into so many things that I should not be into.
Amen.
How do I get out? Right?
Amen.
I can't get out, right? But actually, when we get into the Word is the Word operates.
Amen.
Right? To get us out of,
amen.
And to get us into.
Amen.
I'm just so glad. Just realize, what do we need to do? We need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And the more we spend time with the Lord in His Word, the more the Lord operates. Right?
Amen.
Like that verse in Exodus, I have come down. Right?
Amen.
I have come down to bring them out of and to bring them into. Right?
Amen.
And say, okay, go get out and get in. Right? But the Lord was there operating the whole way. Right?
Amen.
I'm coming down, get you out of Egypt. Right?
Amen.
I'm supplying you step by step. I'm giving you the manna. I'm giving you the water. I'm bringing you from here to here to here to here. I'm with you on the mountain. Right?
Amen.
I'm with you as the ark to bring you all the way into the good land.
Amen.
So yes, we need these promises.
Right? Amen.
We need the Lord, right? This is the only way to get out. This is the only way to get in.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. I don't want to regret that I didn't speak.
Amen.
Amen.
I just enjoyed the God of all grace.
Amen.
And I enjoyed that His own purpose and grace was given to us in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Before we had anything to do with it.
Amen.
He gave us His own purpose and grace.
Amen.
I just enjoyed that it's this grace, this hymn 308 that says, all sufficient grace.
Amen.
Never powerless.